Trumbull was as good as it could get for prisoners, all of whom were classified as low risk. Violence was not tolerated. Threats were rare. There were plenty of rules, and the administration had little trouble enforcing them. If you screwed up, they sent you away to a medium security prison, one with razor wire and rough guards. Trumbull's prisoners were content to behave themselves and count their days, the federal way. Pursuing serious criminal activity on the inside was unheard of until the arrival of Joe Roy Spicer. Before his fall, Spicer had heard stories about the Angola scam, named for the infamous Louisiana State Penitentiary. Some inmates there had perfected the gay extortion scheme, and before they were caught, they had fleeced their victims of $700,000. Spicer was from a rural county near the Louisiana line, and the Angola scam was a notorious affair in his part of the state. He never dreamed he'd copy it. But he woke up one morning in a federal pen and decided to shaft every living soul he could get close enough to. He walked the track every day at 1 p.m., usually alone, always with a pack of Marlboros. He hadn't smoked for 10 years before his incarceration. Now he was up to 2 packs a day. So he walked to negate the damage to his lungs. In 34 months, he had walked 1,242 miles, and he had lost 20 pounds, though probably not from exercise, as he liked to claim. The prohibition against beer was more responsible for the weight loss. 34 months of walking and smoking, 21 months to go. If he had any dreams left, one was to be a professional gambler, headquartered out of Vegas, but known and feared by casinos everywhere. Blackjack was his game. And though he had lost a ton, he was still convinced he could beat any house. He'd travel the world, first class, stay in fancy suites, order room service, and terrorize any blackjack dealer dumb enough to deal him cards. Joe Roy craved the money. He could feel the cash in his hands. He would steal and extort all he could while he counted his days at Trumbull. Then he would head for Vegas. He'd be living the high life.